Welcome back to Chai Rafa Nachiyomi. You are listening to Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Dalet with Yehoshua Eisenberg. The 24th Perek of Shmuel Aleph features the long-awaited standoff and showdown between David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech, which took place at Ein Gedi. Parenthetically, I actually had the schus of being in Ein Gedi about 12 years ago, and it was during my Shana Aleph year in Eretz Yisrael and Yeshiva. And it was actually at a time where I had just recently finished learning this particular perek for the very first time, and it was by Hashgacha Pratis that I got to be in Ein Gedi only a few days later, maybe it was a day later, to hear the tour guide reading the very psukim that I had just read. It was pretty amazing to see the wild goats, the elim that are described in our perek. I saw them in real life climbing on the walls of the mountains. It was pretty incredible. We speculated where the ma'ara, the cave that is described in our perek, where that might be. Anyway, be that as it may, before David and Shaul actually encounter one another face to face, David HaMelech does encounter Shaul first when David is hiding in the cave, and Shaul retreats into that same cave to relieve himself. It is then when the contrast between David and Shaul that my brother Mendy has been pointing out, that contrast becomes ever clearer when David at that moment has the forethought of striking Shaul down. In fact, David's people that are with him, you know, his team, they say, hey, now's your chance. And David does nothing but cut off the corner of the clothing, the shirt of Shaul, and even that hurts his conscience. The Navi says that David is stricken in the heart. He feels terrible that he has done this. He says, how can we lay a finger on the Mashiach Hashem, on the Anointed One of Hashem? Remember that David is now fleeing for his life, and this is how he's thinking. Shaul, on the other hand, is clearly not well, as we are going to see, that even after things become very clear as day to him in this parak, the spoiler is that the chase is not even over. But in the meantime, we have this showdown when Shaul leaves the cave, David HaMelech exits the cave as well, and calls out to Shaul and says, you know, Shaul, here I am. It is David. And David proceeds to bow several times to Shaul in a scene that could not possibly not remind us of the scene and the showdown between Yaakov Avinu and Esav HaRasha when they meet again in Parshas Vayishlach. The scene resembles that one very, very much so, as well as, I would argue, many other standoffs in Tanakh. Think about Yosef and Yehuda, as we referenced in Perek Yerches. I want to actually add another one to the mix, another two standoffs. Notice in Pasuk Yud Zayin in our Perek, Vayikach Halos David L'Daber Sadevar Ma'ila El Shaul, when David finishes speaking to Shaul, trying to defend himself, saying, here's what I could have done to you, why are you pursuing me? Hashem will, you know, judge between us. And then Shaul responds, Vayomer Shaul, and Shaul says, HaKol Chazeh B'ni David, is this the voice of my son David? Vayisa Shaul Kolo Vayevk. He says, is this the voice of my son David? And then he raises his voice and he cries. This reminds us, or should remind us, of the scene in Parshas Toldos, Perek Chav Zayin, when Yitzchak asks, is this the voice of my son? Is this Esav? Is this not Esav? Is this Yaakov? Who in the world is in front of me? Or Akol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim De Esav. And now the raising of his voice and crying, Shaul goes from playing the role of Yitzchak to playing the role of Esav. Right in that story, Esav raises his voice and he cries when he is cleaned out of his brachos. So now Esav cries. I think this pasuk in our story, which again takes Shaul and puts him into the shoes of both Yitzchak and Esav, I think really brings us to the confusion, you know, the almost schizophrenic, if we can call it that, nature of Shaul. That on the one hand, Shaul is in a sense, he's split from reality, and maybe the mix of the dissociative identity disorder, not to get too psychological, but Shaul can't even figure out his own role. And perhaps we can't really figure out his role. Is he like a father figure, a father-in-law figure to David? Does he have a true affection for David somewhere deep down, as he had before? Or is he like Asaph? Is he like the rival brother that's trying to kill him? Shaul is a very confused man at this point, and we have to be confused also when we're learning this parak, learning the story of Shaul. And before we go, I'll give you one more interesting parallel to another story in Tanakh. We've already, made references to, the Yaakov and Esav. We've made references to Yosef and his brothers. Let's look at one more in the very next pasuk, pasuk Yirches, Vayomer el David. And then Shaul says to David, Sadik atami meni. He says, you've done good to me. I've only done bad to you. He says, you are more righteous than I. That reminds me of Tzad Kamimeni, Huda and Tamar. But it's that story that creates the birth of Mashiach, when Tamar will eventually give birth to Peretz and Zerach, mainly Peretz, from whom Mashiach comes, from whom David HaMelech himself comes. Yehuda sees the light of day, and he says, wow, I was wrong, Tamar was right. And now, as we mentioned back in Perek Yirches, that the roles are reversed, because now it is Shaul from Binyamin. It's not from Yehuda now, it's Shaul from Binyamin. And he's saying, wow, David from Yehuda is more righteous than I. Our Perek is an incredible display of clarity. Sometimes you have those very rare moments where everything is clear and you are standing again face to face with the other person and everyone's able to let everything air out. Yaakov and Esav did it once upon a time, and guess what? The reunion was short-lived, and yet we had it with Yehuda and Yosef, with Yosef and the brothers, and hopefully that would last a little bit longer. The question is, what's going to happen with this story? Does it always happen that when there's a reunion in Klal Yisrael, that it lasts for a long time, or do we have to worry that maybe the unity is not going to last for so long? In Vayigash, when Yosef and Binyamin are embracing, they're crying, and Rashi tells us they're crying about the destructions, the respective destructions of the Batei Mikdash and the Mishkan Shiloh. How long is the unity between brothers going to last? Is it going to last long, or is it going to be short-lived? When things become clear, we have to stop confusing ourselves. We have to stop letting ourselves be plagued by that Ruach Ra'ah. Sometimes it means that we have to admit when we are wrong, and other times it means that we just have to sacrifice everything that we know to create that certain sense of achdus that we need in Klal Yisrael. All of this is easier said than done, but it gives us a lot to think about as we continue this incredible limud. Bezras Hashem, we will continue with Perek Kaf Hei.